2. Reactivity and the birth of subjective consciousness. In the process of being and becoming, there are two distinct roots. Right beneath the threshold mirror, the absolute throne, the mind of God, the radiant outward manifestation, an all-pervading field of consciousness, and an absorbent inward manifestation, an all-supporting field of substance. In simple terms, the seer and the seen, or energy and matter. As the seer enters into the seen, as energy couples with matter, there is progressive awareness of particular forms. Should awareness lock into one of these forms, this all-pervading field of consciousness enters into a tunnel. Picture a funnel of the absolute into the relative. And through this funnel, specific forms of life are animated with sentience. In the world of concrete forms, you, a human being, are a prime example. We enter concrete time and space. There is a sequence to existence. There are frames and phases to your evolution, and there are corresponding states or primary fields of consciousness. The octagon, 8 realms of becoming. First, you are born, present in a vessel, a physical body. Second, you open your eyes and perceive an environment, orientation. Third, you take in the environment, impressions, feelings. Fourth, as you reconcile your insights and emotions, dreams and aspirations. Fifth, as you determine your direction, will and objectives. Sixth, as you engage with the environment, works and transformation. Seventh, as you pull together your harvest, integration and reconciliation. And eighth, as you align and harmonize your life, culmination, fulfillment. As noted, these stations of life are also found as fields of consciousness, windows or lenses of your awareness attending to the life cycles of all things in existence. And you will also find these fields present as psychosomatic centers in your being, where your physical presence, your vessel, is the root, where your vision and orientation is the third eye, where your impressions and emotions are the heart, where your dreams and aspirations are the throat, where your will and directions are the sacral, where your works and engagement are the plexus, where your integration and reconciliation are the cranium, and where your culmination and fulfillment are the crown, beyond your body. And you may also find these 8 stations in the environments of nature, where your root and physical body are the fertile pastures that support the countless expressions of life, where your third eye and insights are the mountain peak that unfolds your perspectives, where your heart and feelings are the stream that flows in many textures in the riverbeds of your life, where your throat and your aspirations are the wind on its journey touching the potentials of life, where your sacral and will are the thunder that strikes and inseminates the earth, where your plexus and works are the flames that illuminate and transform your environment, where the cranium and your integration are the ocean, a pool of your accumulated essence, and where the crown and culmination are the heaven, the consummation of all that you are. These 8 are the framings of your life, archetypes of evolutionary concerns. Find them in the stages of your life, in the greater cycle of your being, but also find them in all the microcycles of each and every living process you engage with. Find them in the cycles of nature. Find them in the progress of human society. As the four elements are universal, taking on countless castings, countless masks, countless flavors in different contexts, so too the eight stages of evolution, the framings in time and space, are universal and find countless expressions. Journey through the realms 1,000 times, turn the compass of elements 1,000 times more, and you may find yourself growing closer to the mirror in the midst of all things, to the mind of God, a prism of countless generations. Let the seer see, let the seen be seen. I am that I am not, and I become as I become, without attachment, free of fixation to particular states. You are not the seer, you are not the seen. From there, your liberation.